On the Clubhouse, this is the My Golf Update for Golf Australia.
It most certainly is, and time to head over to Houston. Brad James, who's the High Performance Director of Golf Australia, is looking after our best young men and women as they try to reach not only the pinnacle of the golfing game, but get better each and every week. And don't forget, no need to wait for the morning newspaper, Marco, to see how you went at golf today. National Club results are now available daily online from 6 p.m. exclusively at golf.org.au. And we touched on it on the top of the show, Marco. Golf Australia are doing some amazing things, many we have spoken about in the last couple of months. And right now, even better, because the Woodlands over in Houston, a club, as you said, and of course you know particularly well, we're seeing more than 20 of Australia's leading amateur and rookie professionals are currently over there, and there are some big names, a national camp being held. And Brad James, who is the Golf Australia High Performance Director, joins us on the show to talk us through not only what they're all doing, but how good some of these boys and girls are doing. Brad, welcome to the clubhouse.
Thanks very much, mate. Thank you.
Looking at these names, we know how talented some of these kids are, but what they're going through and what they're learning in this camp over there must really help them to be able to go to the next level.
Yeah, it does. Look, it provides a good opportunity for the kids, especially when they're over in Europe and the US for a long period of time. It's a good opportunity to check in, take a pulse of where their game's at, and try to get some of the younger ones ready for some of your major amateur events like the US Amateur, the Western Amateur, and get them ready for those events. I mean, a great example last year with Oliver Goss. Oliver Goss comes into the camp struggling a little bit prior to the US Amateur. Had a good 12 days at the camp, went on to finish second at the U.S. Amateur. That opened up a start in the U.S. Masters. Finishes low amateur at the U.S. Masters. You know, that opened up more doors for him as he looked to turn professional.
Hey, what's even more impressive to me, Brad, is that on my sheet here, it says that Oliver Goss is even coming back again. So it's not only some of the amateurs, but some of the rookie pros as well. And for him to be coming back, and that's a real tick of approval, I would have thought.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you look at Stacey Keating's coming back. Bryden McPherson is playing in the British Open this week. He's coming back straight after the British Open. Dennis McDade's coming back over to the camp. So we do try to get all the coaches that are coaching our players involved in the camp as well, because it's a great culture for our younger coaches to also learn from our more experienced coaches.
Yeah, that was my next question. I mean, with these guys, they have their preferred coaches, but these days with, you know, golf, even at the amateur level, being across hemispheres, how do you do this with, you know, let's say someone wants to see Dennis McDade, yet Dennis isn't available over at the camp. I mean, is information shared? How does it work?
Yeah, it's a good point, Marco. The trust aspect is very, very important, and to create that, we've got to get the coaches together to realise that our coaches, the Golf Australia coaches, aren't there to steal players away. And I think that's one of the big issues with coaches or home coaches, that they're worried about whether it be wrong information or stealing of players. And that took a while to change. It was a change of culture for the coaches to realise that, you know what, Golf Australia is here to the value add to the information that I'm giving my player, and are here to help. And we want to create a culture where it's sharing and that we're all in this together.
Hey, just some of the names there. Oliver Goss, Nathan Holman, Jeff Drakeford. I see Ryan Ruffles is over there as well. I think he's only 17 years old. And Minji Lee is the other one who we saw just recently playing in the majors and the ladies as the number one amateur in the world. Do they learn off each other, Brad, would be another question.
Yeah, mate, they do. You know, you've got the likes of Ryan Ruffles, who's actually only 16. But you've also got players like David Marinucci, who's coming as well. They're only 15 years old. And those kids, it's a great culture for them to be around the Ryan Ruffles, the Minji Lees, the Oliver Gosses of the world, or the Nathan Holmans of the world. And they're all practicing and working together. They're in the gym together, in the weight room together, in the pool in the evening together. They're having breakfast together. They're doing things together, and they're learning from each other. And that's the culture we want to create. So everyone's working with each other and trying to create Australia's best golfers.
Brad, we speak so much about physically, you know, the way physical, you know, in golf, and also the way that you have to swing and what it all comes down to when you're on course. But I also see, and we know how much mental is a part of golf in particular. Good to see a few mental coaches over there and working to help educate the boys and girls off course.
Yes, mate, true. We've even got Paul Skinner coming along. Noel Blundell will be here. Stuart Young from the PGA regarding shots to hole. So he'll sit down with the kids and go through every stats. All their stats programs. So we do try to look at every aspect of their games and try to get them ready for some of the majors coming up, but also for the long term. We want to develop the athletes for the long term, so we're always looking at the long term development of the athlete and trying to look at every aspect of their development.
How big a focus is the core strength these days, Brad?
Look, mate, it's all important. It's where it fits in their development. You know, we obviously want to do a screening with the athlete and see with that screening or those weaknesses or those strengths fit with the athlete's golf swing, and then develop a program around that.
And Brad, tell me this. We know these days that teaching is obviously very important, but the physiology has also helped athletes with their swing problems. How many times have you seen this happen with the elite we have here in Australia?
Yeah, look, mate, it's all the aspects are important at where it fits into the cog of the wheel with that athlete. I mean, I know someone like Oliver Goss is a great example when he was 15 years old. I mean, Oliver was diagnosed with scoliosis in the back. So the priority for Oliver at that time was to get that fixed. It wasn't all about where his golf club was sitting, where his face was sitting, where his grip was, where his stance was, where his alignment. It was more about getting his body ready for the demands of professional golf, or even just for the demands at that time for amateur golf. Mm. So we are trying to look at every aspect of the athlete, whether it be physical, technical, emotional, tactical, getting all those things in place so the kids are ready when they do turn professional, instead of turning professional and trying to get ready. That's a really important aspect of our development.
Brad, obviously overseas right now works with a high number of based Australian players over internationally, but I see there's three camps a year, so I'm assuming there's a few in Australia that are differ from the ones you're at and the one at the Woodlands at the moment?
Yeah, we do try to accomplish as many camps as possible. It's difficult with the time demand that the athletes have, the amount they travel, with all the events that they play in. But a camp like this one, it's more of taking a pulse of where they're at, trying to get them back in play, and getting ready for some of the major events coming up. For the camps that we do in sort of that December-January period, it's more about development, and we do focus on the athlete's long-term development. There might be a little bit more technical work done or physical work done, and it might be a little bit more focused, especially on the younger kids during those camps in January, February, even December when the kids get back.
Hey, Brad, last question from me. Back in the dark old days, if you got the best players together 40 years ago, I reckon they would have been just pounding ball after ball after ball 40 years ago. How many balls a day would these guys hit under this new type regime and the way things work today?
Oh, look, it's very different, Mark. Again, it depends on where the athlete's at. We've definitely put more emphasis on the short game, that 120 metres and in. So the athletes do tend to work a lot more with the technology, whether it be TrackMan, whether it be 3D, so they can validate or figure out what really are the areas that can really move the needle or move the number on their score. So it really depends on the athlete. But the athletes in our program, we certainly are focusing more on 120 metres and in, whether it be bunkers, whether it be pitching and chipping and putting. But there isn't as much ball beating going on as there used to be. There's certainly more focus on that short game.
Brad, we know you're extremely busy doing a wonderful job, and we appreciate you taking time out to have a chat to us on the clubhouse, mate. Good luck, and we'll chat to you when you're back on Australian soil.
I really appreciate it, guys. Appreciate the support.
Brad James, Golf Australia High Performance Director. Before we get to a break, we spoke about the Road to Australian Open. Marco, can we please add Ollie Goss to the list of who we want to see come late November?
I wouldn't mind seeing young Ryan Ruffles get back there as well. 67
yes.
The last round last year was a ripper. And Minji Lee, I tell you what, I've said this a couple of times. I reckon Minji Lee is going to surprise a lot more people than perhaps we think at the moment.
Right around Australia, Mark Allen, Cam Luke, this is The Clubhouse.
This is The Clubhouse.